In these readings here, we have Naaman in the first reading, and this leper. And they give thanks to God. They have gratitude for what God has done for them. It should remind us of how thankful we should be for the gifts that we have been given. I can think of a lot of things we can be grateful for, but of course, a lot of times we take for granted the gifts we've been given, the roof over the head, the food we eat, the people in our lives, let alone the very breath that we take every day. Every day is a gift to us, and every person is a gift to us. But there is one thing I want to focus on particularly that I am grateful for, and that is the Holy Rosary. Today is the anniversary day that Our Lady of Fatima appeared, almost 100 years ago, 1917, October 13th. And so this is the feast day of that great day. And the rosary really is an awesome gift. You know, when I was younger, I probably didn't understand it. You know, my mom would say, pray the rosary. Okay, Mom, you say so, Mom, I'll do it. And so we do it. And the rosary is just one of the grateful gifts. Moms know moms, and mom knows moms. And so there's a special connection there. The rosary is a great gift. As time went by, I discovered some of the great graces that I received. Some of the things that I found that some of the greatest inspirations I found was actually at the last decade of the rosary. When I was discerning God's will in my life, it was usually during that last decade that I found God's inspiration. But of course, it took about four other decades, maybe sometimes five other decades, just to quiet my mind to be able to listen to God. So it's a great introduction into prayer, into being able to listen to God. It's especially powerful for adoration. You know, whenever you get there, you find your mind bouncing around every which way. Oh, what's going on? And you're distracted by anything. The rosary is a great place to bring yourself, to center yourself on Christ, to center yourself in Jesus. It's a meditation on Scripture. I mean, what greater meditation can we have than to be found, to have that foundation of that prayer on Scripture and the mysteries of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And so we have that great gift, that foundation. Not only that, but we have the repetition of the prayer that carries us through. And when we have those times of temptation, or maybe when we're just simply obsessing about something, some worry we have, it gets our mind off of the worldly things. And it's that consistency in the prayer, that constancy in it, that constant challenge with it, prayer after prayer, Hail Mary after Hail Mary, that allows us to get our mind off of the junk of this world. The junk of this world never satisfies. You know, the Bears, why have to worry about if the Bears are going to win or lose? They played last Thursday, but next week, are they going to win again? I don't know. What's going to happen? You know, and what's going to happen with the Detroit Lions? Are they going to win or lose? What's going to happen with that first place thing? What are the Packers going to do? You know, even when I look forward into things, into this world, you know, Christmas season, I wanted all these toys. You look forward to all these great things. And what do? By the time Christmas season is done, it's broken, right? If I didn't break it, my brothers and sisters broke it. That's the things of this world. We always have to worry about those things of this world and the gifts we've been given. But the prayer of the rosary, reminding us of the heavenly things, things that bring us hope, things that bring us faith, things that bring us love. And the rosary is there to remind us all of those things, to remind us of what we're actually called for, heaven. And so I like to think of taking the rosary up in hand. It's not just taking a rosary in hand, we're taking Mary's hand. Mary is always there with us, which reminds me, it's another great gift that we have that we should be thankful for, our Heavenly Mother. She's always there protecting us. Think about this. She wanted us to pray this prayer, the prayer of the meditation on Holy Scripture. She always brings us to Jesus. She always brings us to the Son that she loves so dearly, whom she wants us to love so dearly and come to salvation. The rosary keeps us from the obsessions of this world. You know, when you go to bed at night, what are you thinking about? Are you thinking about, a lot of times my mind just goes on what I just did through that day. Boom, boom, boom. It's going like crazy, going bonkers at night. Pray the rosary right before you go to bed. It gets your mind off of that junk so you can get a good night's rest. You can actually start sleeping at night. You get wake up in the middle of the night, pray the rosary. Meditate on the scriptures. Say that constancy of the prayer, a whole rosary. It gets your mind off of that junk. The temptations, they can't be around prayer. Especially the prayer of the Holy Rosary. There's so many good gifts that Mother Mary wants us to give us when we pray the rosary. So I encourage you to do that. And of course, today also, not just being the anniversary day of Our Lady of Fatima, who told us to pray the prayers, today also Pope Francis is consecrating the world to our Blessed Mother Mary, to her Immaculate Heart. So Our Lady of Fatima said, consecrate Russia to her Immaculate Heart. Pope Francis is consecrating the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And he asked us to pray the rosary in doing that, just like Our Lady of Fatima asked us to pray the rosary to consecrate Russia to the Immaculate Heart. And so that's actually what we're doing today. We're going to be doing that. We're going to go over to St. Thomas Church right here in town, in the parking lot where that statue of our Blessed Mother Mary, the statue is over there. So we're going to pray the rosary over there. So I invite you to come over there and pray the rosary. Pray the rosary every day. I encourage you to do that. If you can't do a whole rosary, pray a decade. Pray a decade with your family. Pray it with your family. It brings peace. It allows your children to go to bed at night a little bit better too. It really does. Brings peace to the home. It's such a wonderful gift. So again, I encourage you to pray the rosary. Too many gifts to deny yourselves for not praying the rosary. I usually pray it when I go to my parents on Sundays. I drive there, it takes a rosary to get there. I got more than a rosary time. If there's a place I'm driving to and I can do a rosary easily by that time, I'm doing it. If I can do a decade of the rosary, great. I'm like a rosary junkie. It's great. I love it because I see the gifts that we have. And I want to share with you the gifts that you can get. The gifts that Mary wants to give you, the gifts that Jesus wants to give you.